I find it curious that only once in 3 years does the story of the institution of the Eucharist make up the gospel reading. I find that curious because the Eucharist is so central to our lives. Why would the church regularly choose not to use that reading? And I think the answer is, the Eucharist is good news. And the proclamation of that good news occurs every single time we gather. And every single time we gather, we remember that story of what Jesus did the night before he died. And so there is no reason to read that account from the gospel. It's the very center of the proclamation of the good news found in the Eucharist. Jesus' blood poured out for the salvation of the world. In this mystery, Jesus enters into solidarity with the whole human family. The mystery of the Eucharist is the mystery of his saving death and resurrection, by which all of creation is once more united with God. Jesus, by the gift of his body and blood, touches every single human being. And every single human being is called into union with him. For every single human being is reconciled to God. That solidarity of Jesus in his dying and rising with the entire human family is meant to be what you and I are called to be, living in solidarity with the human community. The Eucharist allows for no isolation, no separateness, no division. The Eucharist is the proclamation of the unity of all in Jesus Christ. Part of our living out our discipleship, part of our living out of the Eucharist, is our recognition of that reality and our acting upon that reality. We don't gather here at the table just for our own nourishment. Oh, and we are nourished by the gift of his body and blood. But we can't stay here. After we've been here for a while, we're told to go out, to leave. And in leaving, in going out, we are to proclaim by word and deed that reconciling solidarity which the body and blood of the Lord proclaims. Throughout the church in the United States, today is Global Solidarity Sunday. It's just a simple way in which you and I are invited to recognize that we are sisters and brothers with all human beings. That even though the color of our skin or the tone of our language or the culture in which we've grown up may be different, what underlies and what unites is that we are created in the image of God, and we are all in solidarity through the blood of Jesus Christ. As a simple way of expressing this commitment around global solidarity, And in support of the work that our church does throughout the world, not only through Catholic Relief Services, but in so many other ways, here at St. Matthew's, as well as in every Catholic parish throughout the country today, there will be a second collection to assist in that work far beyond our boundaries, in which our sisters and brothers find themselves in crises, and in which we respond from something more than a humanitarian motive. We respond out of the Eucharist. We respond in solidarity with all those for whom Jesus has shed his blood. He broke the bread, he gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." He took the cup, prayed the blessing, gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said, "This is the cup of my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many." That truth is the truth the Eucharist invites us to live.